Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
It's Monday night and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on this week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comments, plus you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, welcome back to my Rowdy Maglight night on Monday nights. And helping me tonight is my Chi-Town deal that we got hooked up and was lucky enough to be up in Salem and to have the winner of our next race, of our race here, Chandler Smith. Hey, guys, I got Chi-Town Mark and Jackman Jeff here tonight. Welcome back, guys, and awesome weekend.
Ooh, it was rowdy. It's good to get the three of us together again. It's been a while. It was good to see you. We needed to see you. Welcome back this week. We missed you last week, but we understand. But it's just good to have you back. Thanks, Tim Despain, for filling in last week. We hope you're out there listening, bud. Give us a shout tonight if you get a chance to. And hey, I got my coffee here. I'm ready to get rowdy, Rowdy.
I hear you. I appreciate Tim coming in and filling in for me Monday night, and it was awesome. I enjoyed it. Guys, hey, great to hook back up and get to eat at the dinner bell, man.
Some of us got to eat there more often than others. And I was surprised about Saturday when Jeff woke me up from my little snooze in the – we were out in the parking lot enjoying the in-between the racing. And we better get back. We won't get cheeseburgers. And I'm glad we went back. Those cheeseburgers were worth it, Rowdy. So was breakfast. Breakfast is just phenomenal.
Exactly. Well, I got one more day in of it. Y'all took off Saturday night. Man, what a race, guys. Like I said earlier, a little bit of everything.
It was a great race from second on back.
A lot of passing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chandler was hooked. Nobody had his number all night. 199 to 200 laps, what do you, expect? So, he left a lot of guys battling for second place, and they battled, they did. And we saw some just wild racing Saturday night.
Hey, it kind of got rowdy down in the infield there just for a few minutes. Michael kind of he was upset.
Maybe he had a right to be rowdy, and unfortunately the officials and the law enforcement stepped in and kept everything under control, because there was some pretty hot tempers down in the pit area towards the end of the race after a little incident at the end of it. And hey, it happens.
Well, guys, we got Chandler calling in at 7:10. And
well, I hope he's got a lot to tell us about his adventures on Saturday night, because he was hooked up, Rowdy. He was on a rail. I'm surprised he didn't lead all 200 laps, not 199 of them, to tell you the truth.
I'm not even sure when Gustine led that one lap.
It was at the line in a pile of cars. I'm sure it was that, Jeff. You're right. I didn't ever see him lead that lap either, but.
Well, they said it was under caution.
Yeah, it was probably off a restart.
Well, I think he came back with a good front tire.
Yeah, he had a little misfortune in the spring race, but he came back and claimed redemption, that's for sure. He had a little trouble with the tire going out on him towards the end of the race in the spring, and that tire held together for him this year. He had this past weekend because he had not a single problem all night long.
Yeah. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, direct your attention to Victory Lane as Rowdy and Mark visit with this week's winner.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm on the hotline. They're not doing nothing.
Hey, I'd like to welcome Chandler. Chandler Smith. Hey, Chandler, can you hear us now?
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome, two-time ARCA winner circle here in the Rowdy Maglite driver for Venturini number 20, that fast number 20 Toyota for Venturini Motorsports, Chandler Smith. Welcome back, Chandler, and congratulations on an absolutely wonderful race. Man, Chandler, when did you realize you had the hot rod? How many laps did it take at practice to realize you had the car?
Probably around 10 laps in practice session, maybe.
Well, I will tell you, that Black 20 was fast all night, Chandler.
I appreciate it.
Chandler, being your two-time ARCA winner now, what are your low spots this year in the 20 car? Or have you got a low spot?
I think mainly this year has just been us not being able to close the deal up with how our luck has been lately. You know, we've had misfortunate luck at Berlin. We got dumped by the 77. And then Salem of the spring race, you know, we had that flat tire. And then Toledo, we dominated that deal. And just a bunch of mechanical failures has been going on. And I think we finally are starting to pull our stuff together, and we're starting to show what we've been needing to show.
Well, Big Bill put it together a great car, and you sure stood out Saturday night in it.
Yes, sir.
Mark, you're live with Chandler. I want to throw it to Jeff first. Jeff, at work. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, thanks, Roddy. Hey, Chandler, how you doing? Congratulations on your dominant win on Saturday night. You couldn't be touched.
Oh, yeah, I can't thank my Toyota Craftsman Venturini Motorsports guys enough for all the hard work that they put in on that number 20 Craftsman Toyota Camry. You know, we had a pretty solid night. Some people, I guess, some are saying that we led 199 laps. I'm pretty sure we led 200. The 199 is coming from supposedly there was something wrong with scoring and Gus Dean led a caution lap or something, but anyways, we basically had a flawless night, and, you know, in a perfect world, we should have more of those nights, but we're not living in a perfect world.
Now, after your spring race, you were in contention to win. You had a blown tire at the end. You finished 10th. You came back this one and just dominated. Were you able to learn from the spring race, and what did you change from the spring race to the fall race?
You know, we just came back with a lot more experience, me as a driver. You know, Salem was my second ever ARCA race, and now I'm pretty sure it's like my eighth ARCA race or something like that. So I had a lot more seat time in the ARCA car and stuff. I was more familiar with all my Craftsman Toyota guys and everything. You know, we got a little better at pit stops. I got a little better as well, and all night we just executed.
Speaking about your pit stops and your crew, they were able to get you out first, like, every time. Do you think that contributed to your win, or how do you felt that factored in?
Of course it did. You know, without having a really good pit crew, I mean, we could have a horrible pit crew and be coming off pit road towards the end of the pack, and, you know, that can impact the whole race. You know, if we are executing on pit road, I'm going to do my best on the racetrack to, you know, maintain my spot and keep doing the best I can, as long as them boys on pit road will keep me coming out like that.
Now, I was talking to you at Berlin, and we were talking about how you liked the track, and you said you kind of didn't like the track because you couldn't run wide open, full throttle. How is Salem for you? Does that suit you more your style?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a high-banked racetrack where you're right up against the wall, and it's got a lot of speed as well, so that's definitely my type of racetrack right there.
What were you able to figure out that everybody else couldn't figure out? Because once you got out in front, nobody could touch you.
I don't know what it is with me and high-banked racetracks in particular, but for some reason, me and high-banked racetracks just get along really well, and it just fits my driving style perfectly, and it's just a quick adaptation, and I could just adapt to the racetrack really good. No matter, like, what the car is doing, I'll end up figuring out a line that'll kind of help this there, and we'll gain a little more speed here, and the drop-off will go off a little slower for us, so we'll be a little quicker as the run goes on than all these other guys. So it's just a little bit of everything that all adds up that ends up having a night like we did Saturday night.
Now, going back to Berlin, you probably should have won that race, and you talked about you got dumped there. Did that give you a little more momentum to come here and try to get the win?
Oh, that's an understatement right there. I came more determined than I have all season.
I was also looking at some stats today. You led 665 laps, 48% of eligible laps out of your 8 career starts. What made you so adaptable to these race cars?
That's a good question. If I knew, I'd give you the answer to it. But, you know, it definitely helps when you have good, hard-working guys back at the shop week in and week out giving me the best they can.
You got one more race this season at Indy?
Yes, sir.
You're going to run in Indy. What's your plans for the rest of the season in Indy? Are we going to see you in Nashville, Winchester, Snowball Derby?
Yes, sir.
You're going to run your super late model there?
I'm running every single one of those races you just got through naming, yes, sir, in my super late model.
And anything else on the schedule?
Other than Richmond, I think that's all.
And just to finish off, what's your thoughts on the situation between Zane Smith and Michael Self?
None of my business, and my opinion does not matter to that situation, so I'm not going to talk about it.
All right, appreciate it. All right, Chandler. Again, congratulations on your win. You're having a great season, and I'm going to turn you over to Mark.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jeff. Welcome aboard again, Chandler. I was able to be at Madison and see you come with a little adversity at Madison and come back to pull off a win. And you dominated there, much like you did at Salem. I've also seen you dominate in the super late models. You seem to be very adaptable to either car, either the lighter, quicker, nor nimble super and the heavier, bulkier ARCA car, and you're successful in both of them. You're just a wheel man, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Well, I remember meeting you and your family a few years ago. I think I can't remember exactly when, but you were 13 years old, and we met you guys at the All-American 400, and that was the first time I really experienced seeing you run, and I've been impressed. But your adaptability, is that just a natural thing? Do you work at that, or iRacing?
I'm going to be honest with you, and some people may take this the wrong way, and some people may take it the way that it's going to come out. I'm not the most hardworking driver that most people are that prepare themselves to go to races. You know, I work out, I hydrate myself, but as far as, like, looking at videos or doing the iRacing deal or all that stuff, I rarely do that. Most of the time, if I do any type of quote-unquote studying before I go to races, is I will watch a video of me going around that racetrack. I don't really watch anybody else because I usually have a lot different more line than anybody else around racetracks. So But other than that, that's really how I am when it comes to getting prepared to go to races and stuff of that nature.
Well, what's the future coming up? What's the next season looking like? Can you tell us anything about next year yet, Chandler?
No, sir, not yet.
Do you have something in the works at least? I hope.
Definitely, but that's all. We'll announce that later on this year.
Understandable. Understandable. We just want to see your race and where we can see your race and whenever we can see your race. So.
You guys will be able to see me race. I promise.
We'll see you, except I think with the exception of Winchester, all the big short track races this fall and early winter. And we will stop by, say hello, and check in with you. And I was talking with your dad a little bit after the race on Saturday evening. Great guy. Glad I got a chance to meet him. You have a really nice family, and I can understand where you're why you're so successful and down to earth. So keep at it, my friend, and we'll see you at the racetrack.
All right, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on the show tonight.
Well, I'm going to let you turn you over to Rowdy, because I think Rowdy's got a couple of questions for you, buddy. And thanks again for being on the show. Congratulations, and take her away, Rowdy.
10-4, thanks,
Mark. Chandler, if you'd like to talk about your sponsors and the people that help you get to the racetrack, man.
Yeah, first of all, I just wanted to thank the good Lord for even letting me be here on Earth. You know, without him, I wouldn't even be here nor have the opportunity even to step foot on the Earth. So, first of all, I just wanted to give all the glory to him. And second of all, I can't thank my mom and dad for, you know, giving me the opportunity to even start racing in the first place and getting me to where I am now. They've been my biggest supporters ever since I've been coming up. And, you know, without them, I wouldn't even be here as well. So, but not only that, I can't thank Craftsman, Toyota, Race, and Development enough for all the hard work they've been putting in for me, all the, you know, just everything, them and Venturi Motorsports, all the hard work. It's like, it's unexpressible how hard those guys work and how much pride they take into their equipment. It really reflects back on, you know, when we go to the racetrack.
Well, Chandler, you represent them well, and I'm always glad to see you. I didn't get to spend much time, didn't actually get to speak to you this past week, but I'll see you at Lucas Oil. I plan on being up there. So how about, where can they follow you at, Chandler?
You should have my cell number.
Okay. All right, Chandler. Thanks a lot, friend. Good luck. See you next week, in a couple of weeks. Lucas Oil.
10-4. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chandler.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
All right, Mark. That is what have you got the right date on that, Lucas Oil?
Yes, sir. October 6th, Saturday night. Lucas Oil Raceway. I don't have starting times or anything like that yet, but that is the rain date, Robbie.
Well, they can go on to ARCA.com, the ARCARacing.com
website. Or on my site. Care of you, Robbie.
Yeah, or on my site. Well, I should start posting some stuff up after tonight. Try to catch up.
On our Facebook site, Rowdy, on our website, your website. There'll be plenty of ways to find out the information on the race at Lucas Oil. But it is Saturday, October 6th, and looking forward to it. And, seeing Adam Mackey and Bob Sargent.
You're exactly right, Mark. That's the Track Enterprise.
Yes, sir. Those guys got hit with bad weather this year, Rowdy. If a promoter took a licking this year, unfortunately, it was Track Enterprises. They just got hit with some really unusual happenings and weather not, you know, normally being at that time of place. And, they just had a tough year, boy.
Well, Mark, you know, that's part of the game that you play when you're when they have an event, they do a great job. I know that.
I think they hold some of the best and premier events that ARCA runs every year on their schedule, Rowdy, taking nothing away from any other of the tracks or promoters. But they do the most races in the season, and they put out effort and time to put those races on, and unfortunately they got hit with the inclement weather this year. Nashville with the cold. Storms all around St. Louis, yet they never dropped the rain at the racetrack on that Friday night for Gateway. And then the loopy soil with the remnants of that tropical storm just sitting there and dumping the whole weekend, causing a lot of races to be canceled that weekend, Rowdy, not just the ones at Lucas Oil Raceway.
Well, it's going to actually make it where I can go to this one, Mark. So,
sometimes when you have rain, there's a rainbow, and it turned out that's going to work out for you, Rowdy, and I'm really anxious to for you to see Lucas Oil Raceway. I think you'll be very impressed by the facility and the racing that goes on there. Plus the fact we get to spend another day at the races with you, and that's always good too, Rowdy. So we'll have a good day. That's going to be a really full weekend for Jeff and I, and we're going to put some windshield time in that weekend, Rowdy.
Yeah, well, I am too. Yeah, I'm putting some in too.
Yes, we are. Well, Jeff and I will be leaving Lucas Oil Raceway after the we take care of business with the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards in their 200-lap race. Jeff and I will be heading north and not just back to Chi-Town. We're going to go through Chi-Town. We're going to head our way up to West Salem, Wisconsin, the Cross Interstate Speedway, and we're going up to Oktoberfest in the ARCA Midwest Tour 200. And so we're going to see 400 laps of racing that weekend, Rowdy.
Damn.
So maybe you better think about going to lacrosse, too.
What's the miles?
Oktoberfest is probably one of the oldest, most prestigious short track events. They run Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, Rowdy. People set up their campsites 2 weeks before the event and register and get themselves their plot marked out. And it's just an amazing facility. It's at a fairgrounds. It's got the fairgrounds feel. Great food, great atmosphere, great racing, a really good racetrack. So 5/8 of a mile, semi-banked, two grooves, really good fast racing.
Hey, Wisconsin, they throw some race. They serious about it when the ice melts, aren't they, Mark?
Well, October 21st or 20th will be the last race of the year in Wisconsin, I believe. Wisconsin Dells at Dells Raceway Park. They're running a 150-lap super late model open competition race, and I'm probably going to be there, Rowdy, so I'll be reporting from there and sending pictures. And then there's Oktoberfest a couple weeks before that. And there's a bunch of other big short track races, asphalt and dirt, in the upper Midwest to close out the year in the next few weeks. So if you're looking for a race, you're not going to have a hard time finding one, Rowdy. That's for sure.
Well, Take it day by day.
We have a big Super 8 mile race coming up at Mobile at the end of October, Rowdy.
I'm telling you. Yep.
300 laps. They're paying some good money. I think they'll have a good field of cars. Mobile's a heck of a racetrack to see a race at, so I'm looking forward to maybe making a trip back there.
It really is. I got some good memories.
Tim Bryant. Yep, Tim Bryant and the Southern Super Series, Super Late Model Series are going to be there, putting on a 300-lap Super Late Model event. And, a lot of supers in that in the last few sentences there. So it's going to be a super show, folks. So, yeah, you know, get on the Internet, check out the calendars, see what's out there running, dirt track, asphalt, just strip, drag strip. Go to a race. Get outside. Enjoy the nice weather while we still can, especially up north. So once it turns November, there's no more racing in the Great Lakes. I guarantee you that. No, I take that back. They have snowmobile racing then.
Yeah.
They're always racing in Wisconsin whenever the season, Rowdy. It just depends on the vehicle they're using. That's all.
Well, Mark, it was good to get back out to the track and see everybody. And you know, for some reason, my brother won't call me on radio Monday nights. I don't know why, Mark.
He knows you're busy.
Yeah,
he's
he does.
On you, that's all.
That's it. So, Mark.
Yeah, Robbie.
We got Talladega staring us dead straight up here.
Well, you know, I'm really looking forward to Talladega. We may be doing some things with our sister show on Speedway Digest Radio Network, and that's something to look forward to, besides the good racing and the camaraderie, and we always have a good time. That's your home track, and I'm looking forward to the near future to having you up to – I don't have, per se, home track. I have a lot of home tracks, so – we're going to get you to some of those home tracks in the next year or so, Rowdy.
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Chicagoland.
Well, yeah. we have a good connection and in at Chicagoland, and we're able to
Berlin.
We have friends at Chicagoland, and that's a good thing.
I'm ready to go racing in Wisconsin.
That's coming up too. It's all in the plan, the future plans, Rowdy. I mean, we kind of planned on doing it before a week or so ago, but the plans took a little detour. It just means you're going to come up there anyways.
Yeah. This is true. Hey,
so,
shout out to our Dutch friends over in the NASCAR. Mark and Mark.
I think they were in Hockenheim, Germany this past weekend racing in Germany, Rowdy, and it's fun. I mean, I have something online or on Facebook from them every day, and I'm liking almost everything they send me. I enjoy the heck out. I can't wait till we get to see them again at the racetrack.
That's pretty cool. Their NASCAR is kind of close. It's a little different.
They're all on ovals.
Yeah.
I don't think they have true ovals in Europe that they can run on, and but they have a lot of good racetracks evidently in Europe, and I for one would, you know, wouldn't mind going over and checking them out at some time. And I guess if I have any bucket list races left to go to, one of them would be the 24 Hours of Le Mans in France. And a 24-hour race period would be a bucket list race, Daytona. But I think it's neat. You wake up in the middle of the night, watch racing for an hour or two, and go back to bed and sleep for a bit, then get up and watch more racing.
My bucket list has definitely took a change.
We're going to have to sit down and talk about your new bucket list, Rowdy.
One of the good things about driving down the road, you get a lot of time to think while you're riding down the road.
Well, sometimes that's good, and sometimes that's not so good, but it sounds like it was enough. Sounds like it was beneficial for you this past weekend, and good for you, my friend.
More pluses and minuses.
We're thinking about you often, Rowdy, and just keeping you in our hearts, and we'll just keep plugging along, my friend. Plugging along. We got Rowdy Maglite Show on Monday nights, and I'm proud to be the co-host along with Jeff, and we get to have a lot of fun on Mondays, and otherwise Mondays be boring, and nothing worse than a boring Monday, Rowdy.
Yeah. Well, at least by 6 o'clock we got our Monday kind of in line and where we need it. It's pretty much over.
We got to get our game face on, although you can't see it on radio. It's there, and not only is it fun, we enjoy doing it. And if it wasn't fun and enjoyable, this show wouldn't be going on right now. So I hope everybody enjoys and has as much fun with it as we do.
Hey, I want to give a shout out again to everybody at the campgrounds at Salem Speedway. It was pretty neat.
I didn't get to see Valerie this weekend, and I'm sorry I didn't. And I was there for a day and a half, and I didn't get to see her.
Well, Valerie and her mom and another friend come by, and we went around, and she ain't like me. She don't meet no stranger. She just picked somebody out that was sitting in the campgrounds, and off we went. See who they were and what they were up to. So.
Well, Rowdy, you enjoyed it as much as anybody, so I'm glad you got the chance to do this.
Yeah, campground crashers. Yeah, we come crashing in on the campgrounds on them.
Well, it was just warming you up for Talladega, that's all.
Yeah, that's why I said, I could beat you down on this at Talladega because you'd get tired sooner or later and go, I got to go sit down.
Well, you know me, I'm getting too old to do that, Rowdy. I just sit down and go to sleep.
And, you know,
circle
back around a bunch of great people that you like to be around.
I enjoy the company we have at Talladega. Each racetrack has their own special uniqueness about it, and part of that uniqueness is the people you commiserate with and have fun with and enjoy being with. And, you know, most of the time it's, you know, each track is a different set of people. And you just make a lot of friends that way. And, you know, Talladega, looking forward to Louisiana, Charlie. Always have a good time with Charlie and whoever else may show up. Don the list just goes on. I can't think of everybody right now off the top of my head, and that's because of age. So forgive me. But, yeah, Talladega is just a good time, and some of that southern hospitality that northern boys enjoy.
Well, with that being said, you know, we're getting down pretty close, so probably going to have the second part of our hour is going to probably be talking. We'll probably have Jason on from the South Park that puts on the Two Hots and a Cot deal.
Yep,
that
yep, yep.
Birmingham Shelter. And then we'll probably have the Dega Duke. We'll have Wally on too, but Eric Doe and Dega group over there on the, in the North Park. They do a great job. He was on last year. So the time we get them three on right there, that's North Park, South Park. It'll be time
that's
to go.
That's a full show almost, Rowdy.
Yeah.
We'll be overtime that night if it happens. That's going to be it.
We'll be talking about what happened. It'll be the next Monday night.
Whew. That's if we can remember what happened, Rowdy. We're pretty good about that, aren't we, though?
Hey, and that's a Monday night. I ain't got to be nowhere except near an internet connection.
Well, after Dega, you're pretty much home anyways, buddy. So, yeah, we'll be hightailing to pick up I-65 to get Jeff back to work Monday morning. He'll climb in the back of Josie, go to sleep for a few hours, wake up, feel like happy to go to work. It's a wonderful way to do it, but start a Monday off that way. But he does it, and we have a good time. We look forward to Dega.
Well, that's fast approaching.
It is, Rowdy.
Shelton Creed's still at the top of the leaderboard, and I think Jeff, I'm not sure, are you still on, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here.
Didn't you say there was 300 points, exactly 300 points between Shelton and Zane?
Exactly 300 points. Can I give you a little bit real quick?
If you would, yeah.
In first, you got Shelton Creed with 4,655 points. Second place, exactly 300 points behind. He's 4,355 points. Zane Smith's in second. And coming in third is Riley Hurst with 4,170. Excuse me. Fourth place, Chase Purdy with 4,065. Coming in fifth, you have Travis Braden with 4,060. Sixth place, we got Gus Dean with 3,885. Seventh place, we have Natalie Decker with 3,845. And we have in eighth place, we got the Berlin's winner, Joseph Graff Jr., with 3,625. And in ninth place, we have Brad Smith with 2,940. And in tenth place, we have Brett Holmes with 2,865.
And two races to go.
Two races to go.
I'm not sure what the total amount of points you can win on a weekend is for an ARCA race. So I'm pretty sure with 300-point lead, if he's not clinched, he's pretty darn close to clinching it. Wouldn't you say, guys?
I would
yep.
think that he would have it just about clinched. With the way he's been running, he's pretty consistent. So I don't see gaining that much points.
His bad races are few and far between, Jeff. And you're right. He's just too darn consistent, I think, for anything. I think it'd have to be really something astronomical nasty to happen for him to lose the championship this year.
Yeah, it's sort of like a run with Austin Terrio last year. But, you know, he doesn't have the wins like Austin did, but he's consistent every week.
Yeah, and he's put up some big wins, too. And he's shown he's capable of doing it on the dirt or the asphalt, because he ran good on the dirt races also. His consistency has just been amazing. He's surprised to be in the lead with the points or not, or speaking to somebody else, but I don't think there was really a true driver that, you know, was championship bound at the beginning of the season that we could figure out. We had to kind of wait to let the year go on a bit.
Well, I think Zane was up there for a little while in the beginning, and Zane had a few bad races, and Shelton came over and just never relinquished it.
Well, his consistency played out where he, exactly what you said. He, you know, Zane had a couple of bad races. That's all it takes nowadays. Even with the wins, you have to be running in the top five in order to win the championship in ARCA or any division for that matter, to say the truth.
Well, I'm kind of
what you got, Rowdy?
I said, I'm getting ready for the release of schedule for next year, guys. I mean, they said they were going to be a little quicker on announcing it. I'm ready for the schedule.
So am I. There's a couple of tracks I know we really want to go back to, Rowdy. Let's be honest. We enjoy the hospitality and the racing at Gateway Motorsports Park.
Great,
it's a great facility, great racetrack, great racing, and John Bishi, give you enough call out. John, you and your staff really take care of everybody there.
Put on a great show.
It was a really good race, Rowdy, and probably one of the better races on the big track for the year. And It's nice to have a nice air-conditioned workspace to go and contemplate what we're going to do on the show on Monday night while we're attending the races. So, we were well taken care of. We look forward to being back. I think we'll be back there a couple times next year if that one show goes on, I think they're talking about, Rowdy.
Well, I would have liked to have went and seen the Indy.
As would I. I think that would have been a fun show to go to, and the racing is the track is an unusual design. The corners 1 and 2 are different circumference and banking than turns 3 and 4. One's tighter than the other. One's more wide and spread out. The other one's nice and tight. So you really have to work on the balance of a race car. And I think with the Indy cars and the way they run, watching it on TV just made me want to be at the track that much more and watch them live, Rowdy.
Well, the truck, they filled the, you know, they had a pretty good attendance for the trucks. It didn't fill the house, but it was an impressive crowd.
I think with the right conditions, that should be a full house. That was a good race, Rowdy. Both races we saw that weekend, the truck race and the ARCA race, were the weather just kind of played into the handle. They had a big house on Saturday night for the truck race, didn't they?
Yep. Yep.
I almost ran out of gas trying to get out of the parking lot, Rowdy. Josie and I were sitting there about a half mile from the exit, and all of a sudden my light went on.
Yeah, that's not good.
We got out of there and I got to the gas station, and she took a lot of fuel that evening. So, but it was a good race. And speaking of ARCA in the truck, you have to have. How about Grand Effinger at Las Vegas Friday night, Rowdy?
I'm telling you, that's pretty awesome.
One of your Bama boys comes home, comes true for you guys.
Grant's a driver, man. He just got to have, he's got to have the stuff, and when he's got the quip, he can go. It's always good to see Grant racing. Hey, he'll be at Talladega this foul race.
This is power. This is tradition. This is Talladega. The biggest party in NASCAR returns October 12th through 14th.
That's what I'm talking about.
You had to get it out of your system, didn't you, my friend?
Yeah, we hadn't played it all night. I think I got three of those.
I've been waiting for it. Yeah, I wish we could have had a chance to see the race on Friday night on TV, but Jeff and I were in transit on our way to Salem to meet up with you, so we had our priorities set. It was a good race Saturday night. It was a good weekend. We got the dinner bell at least twice. You got there three times, Rowdy. So
yeah.
We ate good. We saw good racing. We met some good friends. We got to be together. It was a pretty darn good weekend.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to Richard. They put on a great show there.
And folks, Richard just doesn't promote and sit up in an office and answer phones and emails.
No, I see him on the backhoe.
We saw him on the backhoe Saturday putting the walls together for pit road. After the haulers come through, they have to put the wall back together. And there he was on the backhoe with a couple of crew members from the track. And, yeah, he does it all. He does it all. So big shout-out to Richard. Thank you so much for your hospitality again, sir. We really enjoyed ourselves, as always.
Well, I'm going to tell you, when Chandler said that he liked the high banks, I can imagine coming into turn one and two, going into one at a full speed and thundering through there in that high bank. That's pretty incredible. Once you stand there and look at it and you know how steep it is, and to think you're going around that at the speeds.
No, it's the speeds are just tremendous at Salem. It's most short tracks you would call quick, but Salem's not only quick, it's fast, very fast, Roddy, and things happen fast. And it makes for some really tremendous racing.
And I'm like Chandler. I think sometimes people overstudy a track. You just got to get behind the wheel.
He's just a natural wheel man, Roddy.
Yeah.
You know, you and I, we, you know, Jeff, three of us have seen some pretty good drivers the past 3 years together, and I think Chandler rates right up there with the best we've seen, wouldn't you say?
I would. How about
the
other thing is, he's come into ARCA right from the start. He's only done 8 races, and like I threw the stats out there, he's led 600 and some odd laps out of the mount he could be at, like 48% of leading. He came in right off the bat. He set a record at 4 consecutive General Tire Pole Awards. He, from day one, he's had it. And just transitions.
His adaptability just amazes me, being able to go from the Super Late Mile, and we've seen him win, but be very competitive. And he's in the running for the win all the time in the Super Late Mile. He can jump into the bigger, bulkier, heavier cars and give up pretty much the same result that he does in the Super Late Mile. And I just find that it's fascinating that he's able to pull that off. He's just he's a wheel man.
And if it wasn't for a couple of bad things, like the first race at Salem where he blew the tire in the last lap, he was in a contention for a win. He could have had that win. Berlin, last lap, he got taken out. He should have had that win. He should have at least almost 4 wins this year, 4 out of the 8 races that he's competed in.
I agree, especially after the way he dominated Salem and came back and he won at Madison. The Venturini program, they're hooked up right now. They're giving MDM a run for their money. It's just MDM just had such a large lead at everybody at this point in the season. Nobody's able to catch them. So Riley Herbst, good call out for him. He's 3rd in points. I didn't realize that until you said so, Jeff. And he's quietly come along this year. I don't know when we'll see Riley next year, but I think we'll see him something in front of you.
Oh, I think you're going to see him in the trucks next year. If he's old enough to race all the races, I would think you're going to see him there. Yeah.
Gibbs Racing has his grandson coming through, and the rumor is that he's going to run ARCA next year. Jeff and I have talked to him about that. Yeah, that's a nice program they have for ARCA. I hope they continue on even after Coy Gibbs goes through the – they bring another driver into the program. It'll be interesting to see what happens after next season. Everything's changed and everything's kind of up in the air, and we don't know what's going to be the future after 2019. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope, you know, we keep our racetracks, we keep our fans, we keep our series pretty much the way it is now. And just add a little flavor to it, maybe a little, you know, pizzazz. And we like being Jeff, as Jeff put it, the pressure without the pressure racing series. So, yeah, we saw some of the pressure Saturday night, and some of it kind of went the wrong way, and that's too bad, but it happens at racing. So, we'll see. We got two races, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Chandler Smith on the big tracks when he's finally old enough to be on them. And
yep.
I think maybe that's next year.
Yep. Hey, it's good to see Don Rodderball again, wasn't it?
Don, if you're listening to the show, I know you probably listen every once in a while. But thanks for being so gracious, and we're still good to see you. We miss you on the ARCA circuit. We always enjoy talking, spending time with you, and you were a busy guy Saturday night at the track, and good luck with Bola Masters and his program, and we'll see you at the races.
Well, yeah, it was kind of an emotional weekend, and everybody with ARCA, you know, telling me how they felt about the situation that I've been going through, and I appreciate those that stopping and telling me how they felt about it. Mark, is still a lot more to go.
I saw firsthand the emotions this weekend dealing with the ARCA family. And, yeah, you had your regular family to deal with the previous week. Now your ARCA family this week. That'll run you through the ringer a little. You handled it well. You handled it like a champ, my friend. And, everybody was asking that you didn't see him looking, how's he really doing? And I was able to say, pretty good, considering all things considered, yeah. So keep it up, Rowdy.
Well, yeah. We lost our number one fan, so, but not really.
She's still listening.
All right, got Jeff here. I've got a Jeff.
Rowdy.
How do you want to close tonight out, my man? Yeah, I've kind of had to keep your noise level was up.
Yeah, you know that's my situation. Just a great week of racing. Be able to get with you and Mark at Salem. Getting ready for. We'll be getting ready for 2 weeks in Indy. Get to see you again then. Get to see you there again. So can't wait. And everybody, have a good night.
Mark, you know, hey, it's still my time.
Hey, another successful show. We're plugging along there. We had a great weekend. It was a different weekend in many ways, but it was a good weekend for us to be together and get things worked out, sorted and thought out, and let the feelings fly. Boy, did they. Sparks fly to Salem, too. The racing was hot. The food was good at the dinner bell. The great camaraderie. Rowdy got to go out and see the band Saturday night after the races and enjoy himself and get, darn him, got back to the dinner bell Sunday morning without Jeff and I. So good weekend. Good to see you, buddy. We'll see you in a couple weeks in Lucas Oil Raceway, another great racetrack. And until next week, we'll see you.
All right, Mark. Hey, I'm just going to do what it comes natural and let that light, keep that light shining, guys. That's all I can do.
Shine that light bright. Shine that light bright. And we'll be looking for it, Rowdy. We found you Saturday night, Friday night. We'll find you again.
All right.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give. My dreams, I hope that someday I'll share her home.